another murder mystery for David Threlfall as Paolo Baldi in Baldi.
Basically, I don't think the relationship is going to go the distance.
But you're still seeing him tonight.
Yes, it's stupid. At the beginning of every date, I'm determined to say to him, this is going nowhere, we should stop seeing each other. And every time, well, you know how it is. No, you probably don't know how it is, but let me tell you, that's how it is. I often think it'd be better if we had two bodies. One just for sex, and the other for all the other things that make up a relationship.
Well, you're not the first person to have that idea, Tina. Philosophers and theologians have spent centuries trying to reconcile the two sides of human nature, the sensual and the spiritual.
I suppose you represent the best solution to the problem that they've come up with.
What do you mean?
A Catholic priest. Concentrate on the spiritual, eliminate the sensual completely. I quite envy you at times. I better head off. Mind you, this will be the last time.
Are you sure?
I hope so. He's trying to get me to go away with him to a hotel over the Easter.
Why?
I don't want to, but I can't really think of an excuse. If I had a dinner or one single thing booked, I could... I say, you're not doing nothing over the Easter, are you?
No, I'm going on a retreat.
Oh, very virtuous. Oh, well, you've got my mobile number. Give me a call if you get bored.
The aim of a retreat is to cut oneself off from contact with the real world.
Yes, but if you need a retreat from the retreat, call me.
Oh, I can assure you, Lady Snape, your daughter's wedding will be blessed in every sense of the word. Of course, Lady Snape. No, no, the pleasure is all mine. Goodbye. I'm so sorry, Dr. Baldi. Not pretty, these mobile phones, but so useful.
Oh, don't worry about it, Father Vaughan.
I'm so delighted. Lady Snape has asked me to take part in her daughter's wedding service. Farm Street, of course. Very gratifying.
I'm sure.
Is this the first time you've been to Kilgoran Abbey?
It is.
Yes, me too. Not, of course, the first retreat I've been on either. I always do a retreat at Easter. It's so nourishing for the soul, I find. In London, there's such a social round, it's a relief to be on one's own for a while.
Get free of material concerns.
Exactly. I spend so much of my time rendering unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's that I need some time to render unto God the things that are God's. It's vital to keep one's spiritual and civic duties entirely separate, and it's so rewarding to... Good Lord!
What the hell do you think you're doing, you stupid idiot? Wandering around the middle of the road?
Sorry, I was just looking for a lift to Malene.
I'm a taxi driver. I don't give people lifts to Malene.
Stupid cow. Sit in your reverence, Adams. She ought to know that Malene is in the other direction entirely. What do you think she's doing? Drunk at this time of the day and dressed like something out of Alice in Wonderland.
Well, I'll tell you something for nothing. No woman would be seen dead looking like that in London these days. I remember when I was chaplain to Lord of the...
It was a pleasure to welcome you to Kilgoran Abbey, Dr. Baldi. Do sit down.
Well, thank you, Abbott. So, a wonderful position you have here. The view of the abbey as we came up the river valley was quite stunning.
Yes, a fine position and a fine building. Sadly, underpopulated now, I fear.
Oh?
In its heyday, this abbey was home to 60 brethren. Now the two side wings have been closed up for years. I don't know how much longer we can keep the remainder of the building open.
So how many brothers are there now, Father Abbott?
Very few. One of our community who'd lived here for 40 years died last summer. Brother Benedict is very frail, and I fear not long for this world. While he's still with us, we number only five.
Five? But aren't there young novices coming up to take the places of the older brothers?
We have one novice, Mark. I included him in the five.
Oh.
And whether he will go on to take his vows, well, we shall see. I think there's something of a question mark over his vocation. There's one thing this does ensure, though, Dr. Baldi.
What's that?
Your stay with us will at least be a quiet one. Benedicite fratres.
Benedicite fratres.
Brothers, before we eat our meal, I would like to welcome into our community to share the celebrations of our Holy Easter weekend two guests who are sitting together over there, Dr. Paolo Baldi and Father Cyril Vaughan.
Fathers! Two fathers! Who could say a
quiet, Brother Benedict, not now. And in keeping with the custom of our community, we will not call our guests Father or Doctor, but simply Brother. Brother Paolo and Brother Cyril. They will be joining us in all of our daily offices and spiritual exercises during their stay, beginning this evening with Compline. And because they're with us, we will today relax our normal rule over supper. You will have no reading of the holy text, and you may speak during the meal, so that you may get to know our guests. Thank you. Mark, you may serve the food.
Yes, Father.
Maybe we should not sit together, Brother Paolo. We should spread ourselves among the brothers.
Well, with a community this size, I don't think it'll make that much difference.
I know you, Brother.
Sorry, I don't think we've met.
You must excuse Brother Benedict. His mind wanders. He's not all here, if you understand my meaning.
Oh, food! Supper! Lovely supper!
Also has an amazing appetite. Would like to be eating all the time, I think.
I'm Paolo Baldi, by the way.
Sorry, should have introduced myself. Brother Vince.
Good evening, and this is Father Vaughan.
Brother Sir.
Brother, yes, of course.
Good evening, Brother Vincent.
If you could just hold your bowl still, I'll finish this now.
Thank you, Mark. This is Mark, who is a novice in our community. Brother Paolo and Brother Cyril.
Hi. There you are.
Supper! Supper!
All right, Brother Benedict, I'm coming.
Well, this is a bit of a change from the ivy where I was being taken out for dinner last night. Still, it's never too early to start one's penance, is it? So, tell me, Brother Vincent, do you have a particular job around the monastery?
Yes, I'm the cook.
Oh dear. I meant no offence by what I said.
None taken. I don't cook because I like cooking or because I'm any good at cooking. I cook because there's nobody else here to do it.
Yes.
Ah, well, while I'm here, perhaps I'll be allowed to cook a meal for the brothers.
I'm sure that offer would be welcomed with open arms.
Well, I'm sure it would. And are you an expert in the kitchen, Ron Paolo?
Well, not an expert. I cook a bit of Italian.
Father Abbot, forgive me for being late. I got carried away with my spiritual exercises.
Well, just sit down to your supper and make sure you eat some of it.
Who's the newcomer?
Brother Stanislaus. He's rather enthusiastic in his devotions.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps being late for meals. The abbot gets very angry with him.
Mm. You mean he's one of those monks who feels closer to God in the privacy of his own cell than he does in church?
Very perceptive of you, Brother Bob. that is exactly the sort of monk Brother Stanislaus is.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps that's...
All finished. End of supper.
Brother Benedict, will you please sit down and wait until the supper is...
No, I can't wait. I'm being called by the Blessed Virgin Mary. She talks to me. The Blessed Virgin Mary gives me her blessing. She says she will feed me so that I may have more visions, so that I may see all the wonders of heaven where she dwells with her...
Brother Vincent, please go and settle Brother Benedict in his cell.
Yes, of course, Father Robert. Brother Benedict? Brother Benedict, come on.
Brother Paolo, Brother Cyril, I can only apologize.
Oh,
as you see, Brother Benedict is not well. He's always wandering off. We keep losing him around the monastery.
Oh.
Then he claims to have these visions.
Don't you think that's rather cynical, Father Abbot?
What? Brother Stanislaus?
To say our dear brother claims to have visions. Surely the aim of our spiritual quest is to get as close as possible to the Holy Family. Maybe as the end of his mortal life approaches, Brother Benedict is attaining that goal.
Are you suggesting that he has really seen the Blessed Virgin Mary?
Yes, Father Abbot. That is exactly what I'm suggesting.
Good morning, Mark. And blessings to you on this Good Friday.
Thanks, brother. Sorry, I forgot your name.
Sorry, Baldy, Paolo Baldy.
Getting to you, is it?
I must say, it is a while since I last got up at midnight for 3.5 hours of matins and lauds.
Well, you'll get used to it.
Oh, I hope so. There's still no sign of Brother Benedict.
Not since the end of lauds last night. Don't worry about it, though. Old fella's always wandering off. He'll come back.
Yes, I... Anyway, what I actually wanted to ask you about, Mark, was herbs.
Herbs?
Yes, I asked Abbot Frederick if I could cook a special meal for the brothers on Monday, a pasta supper, as a kind of climax to our Easter celebrations. He was very happy about the idea.
He'd all be very happy about the idea. Brother Vincent may have many skills, but cooking certainly isn't one of them.
Anyway, the abbot said I'd have to make do with whatever ingredients I could find around the place, and he said you were in charge of her garden.
That's right.
So I wondered if I could have a look and see what I've got to work with.
Of course you can, Brother Paolo. Come on, it's through this gate. There you are. You're welcome to anything you can find. Brother Vincent never bothers with herbs, as you've probably noticed. I collect mushrooms too, but he doesn't use them either. Says he doesn't know which ones are poisonous.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an amateur mycologist.
Are you now?
Oh, yes. Now, if you collect some fresh mushrooms for me, the feast on Monday could be rather good. Risotto con funghi porcini, perhaps? Macaroncini alla bosca.
I haven't got a clue what you're talking about, but it sounds great. Anyway, as you see, got plenty of mint here, and thyme.
Yes, excellent, excellent. Basil, too.
Yeah. And sage, as you see. And rosemary.
Oh, well done, man. This is terrific. And is there more through?
Oh, no. No need to go through there. There isn't anything.
So, what's this?
No idea. That was grown there when I arrived.
Oh, really? Are you sure you don't know what it is?
No, sorry. Brother Paolo, I haven't got a clue.
I think I'll fit in a little more reading before the Angelus. I'm having such a pleasure reacquainting myself with Aquinas' De Ente et Essentia. See you shortly, brothers.
Yes. One satisfied customer.
Yes.
Are you going to do some reading as well?
I thought I might go for a walk.
An excellent idea. May I join you?
Yes, please. Let's see if poor old Brother Benedict has managed to get himself lost somewhere in the gardens.
Don't bother. You won't see Brother Benedict again.
Why not?
What on earth are you talking about, Brother Stanislav?
Brother Benedict has reached the pinnacle of holiness. She has seen the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is my belief that she has taken him with her.
Taken him with her?
Up into heaven. As she was taken up into heaven.
What, another assumption?
Exactly, Brother Paolo.
You are talking a load of nonsense.
Don't you dare touch me!
Do you know how old I am, Brother Paolo?
No. 50?
59. Useless for anything in the outside world and useless for anything in this inside world.
Brother,
I look back on my life and I see nothing but waste. 42 years novice and monk I spent in monasteries. And what value do I see in all those years? Nothing.
You've lost your faith.
Oh, yes. I just go through the motions. I mouth the words, the endless repetition of words. And none of them mean anything to me.
Well, surely, if that's the case, you should just...
What? Get out. Where to? Is this a world in which a man of 59 can make a new start? I was brought up far from here. If I have any family still living, they'd be in Sierra Leone. Tell me, where do I have a future?
Perhaps there are more opportunities in Egypt. Good grief. Look at that.
What?
That window.
Smashed. Vandals, I imagine. Well, good luck to them. They won't find anything worth stealing in there. Just a lot of empty cells, been closed up for years.
This glass has been broken just by the handle. Yes. Someone's very definitely been using it as a way of getting in and out.
And what's that spilled on the sill? Is it?
Yes, Brother Vincent. That's blood.
This wing has not been opened for 6 years.
Oh, it's very dark.
The electricity has been disconnected. You hold the torch, Brother Paolo.
Yes, okay. I thought it would be best to come to you first, Father Abbott, rather than climbing in through the window.
You are right, Brother Paolo. Whatever there is to be seen, I should be the one who sees it.
And these cells were all once occupied by monks.
Yes. The world has become a godless place in recent years, Brother Paolo.
The world is not godless, Father Abbott. There's people, maybe, but there's always the hope that those people can be persuaded back to the faith.
I pray to God that you are right.
Now, look. That's the broken window that we saw from outside. So whoever came in...
Look. There's a trail of blood on the floor.
And it leads... Look. It leads into this door.
The Lord preserve us. God save the soul in whose veins all his blood once flowed.
Spattered on the walls.
Oh. It's fresh blood, Father Abbott. Whatever has been perpetrated here, it happened very recently.
And yet there is no sign of a body. What has happened to the person who suffered so in this torture chamber?
I don't know. All we can do is look through every cell and maybe find some clues or signs.
Oh no. Brother Benedict.
Brother. I'm sorry, Father Abbott.
God rest his soul.
And yet there's no doubt that someone's been living here. Look, it's a sleeping bag. Butane gas stove, cans of food, and dirty plates. It's been a squatter in this cell for quite some time.
Brother Benedict himself?
Well, I don't think so. He couldn't have arranged all this. No, I think he must have just stumbled in.
Hungry, perhaps. They've been smoking in here, too.
Yes.
Not that this looks like an ordinary cigarette.
No, well, I'm sure it's, sir.
I may be a monk, Brother Paolo. I'm not entirely out of touch with the real world. It's a joint, isn't it?
Yes.
With lipstick on it.
Mm.
Which, taken together with that makeup over by the sleeping bag, either means that one of my community is a transvestite.
Or your squatter was a woman.
Yes.
Which is the explanation I would favour. I noticed one striking thing, though, Father Abbott. Look, he's clearly vomited a lot. There's not a trace of blood on Brother Benedict's body, so... I don't think his death had anything to do with the blood in the cell along the corridor.
But how did he die? Was it maybe of natural causes?
No, I rather doubt it. See, look how the body's contorted. He died in a lot of pain. And quite slowly. I'm afraid the poor brother's greed may have got the better of him. I think this is the remains of his last supper.
Those are only beans, aren't they?
No, not just beans.
Well, beans. Mushrooms, then?
Yes, dried mushrooms, which haven't been cooked. They have a slight greenish tinge, which makes me suspect that they're not mushrooms at all.
But what then?
I think these are a fungus called Amanita phalloides.
Oh?
Yeah, it's better known as the death cap, Father Abbott.
I would be grateful, Brother Paolo, if for the time being you didn't mention what we found to the other brothers.
Yes, of course not. You must tell them in your own way. But, well, it'll have to be before the Guardi arrive.
The Guardi?
Well, they must be informed, Father Abbott.
Yes, I know, of course they will be. But I was thinking, Easter is one of the most important dates in our calendar. Could we not wait until after the festival to inform the authorities of Brother Benedict's death?
Well, I really don't think we could, not in the case of murder.
We do not know for sure that it is murder.
No.
And you are certainly not to mention that word to anyone in our community.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
Right. I would be grateful if you'd leave me now, Brother Paolo. I need some time to collect my thoughts before Vespers.
Yes, of course. So, I can rely on you, Father Abbott, to call the police.
You can rely on me to take the appropriate action.
By the way, would it be possible for me to use the telephone at some convenience?
No, Brother Paolo, it would not. No. You're here on this retreat to concentrate on things spiritual, not on the outside world.
Yes, of course, Albert.
Borrow my mobile, by all means, Brother Paolo. I tell you, I just don't have it switched on while I'm here, because everyone, but everyone would be phoning me, and what I've come here for is some serenity. But of course, you could use it if it's a family matter.
No, well, I didn't actually say it was a family matter.
I remember when my mother was dying. I would have been lost without the telephone, phoning the manor house every day.
Hello?
Tina, it's me, Paolo.
Paolo? What the hell? I thought you were deep into your retreat.
No, not that deep. Listen, I hope I'm not interrupting anything. I mean, I know you're staying with your friend and
I'm driving back to Dublin.
Oh?
We had a row. I walked out of the hotel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not. Is this just a social call, Paolo?
No, there's been, an incident. A murder, I'm pretty sure, here at the monastery.
A murder? Mm. You're a jinx, Paolo. Anyway, I can't do anything about it. County Cork's way out of my area.
No, I know that, but I don't have a number for the local guardian. I thought perhaps you could pass on some information to them.
I can do that. What's the information?
Well, they need to trace someone who could be relevant to their investigation. It's a woman I saw walking away from Kilgoran Abbey on Thursday evening. She had long hair and was dressed in a kind of blue, drifting...
What is this you need of, Brother Paolo?
It's just an idea I had. It's intuition, if you like.
This is one of the most important times in our calendar, Easter Eve. I should now be in my cell concentrating on my private devotion. But since they no longer have any meaning for me, I might as well be here with you.
Brother Vincent, have you considered...
Look over there.
As I thought, Brother Stanislaus... While everyone else is at their devotions, he comes out here.
You think he's the one who broke that window?
I think so. Look.
Are you going to go after him?
Yes, you're coming.
No.
Why not?
Because Abbot Frederick has prohibited all members of the community from going into that wing.
We've been prepared to break all the parts of your rules.
Brother Paolo, I will break the rules created by a god I do not believe in, but I will not break the rules created by Abbot Frederick. He is a man. I do believe in him.
Brother Stanislaus,
what are you doing here, Brother Paolo?
It's your blood that's passing on the wall, isn't it? Abbot Frederick would not allow you to do it in your own cell.
No, you will not allow me to do it anywhere. The Abbot Frederick is without passion. He does not understand what one must do to get close to God.
And what would you say one must do? Fast? Deprive oneself of sleep? Scourge the body with whips?
Yes. Subdue the flesh. It's only when one totally trusts the demands of the flesh that one can get near to God.
Or to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Like Brother Benedict got close to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes.
He had visions of her, didn't he? He saw her in this building.
So he said.
And did you see her, Brother Stanislaus? Did you see the Blessed Virgin Mary?
No. but only because I'm still too concerned with the demands of the body. Only when I have totally subdued the body can I hope to draw close to the Almighty.
And I can assure you we've had no report at all from Kilgarran Abbey.
But Sergeant, are you sure the crime might not have been reported to another officer at the station?
Now look, I know all you lads in Dublin think we're hicks from the sticks out here in County Cork, but I...
No, I'm sorry. It's just that I heard from a reliable source.
Well, I checked the reliability of your sources of I with you. We're getting a lot of hoax calls these days.
Who are they from?
Well, no, we can't prove it, but we're pretty certain it's the New Age travellers over at Malin, part of their ongoing campaign against the Gardaí.
Look, thank you for your time, Sergeant.
My pleasure, Inspector. Kilgarran Abbey?
Oh, hello. Inspector Mahan here from the Gardaí. I'm trying to contact a Dr. Paolo Baldi.
I'm sorry. We have no one of that name in the monastery.
Good evening, Mark. Hi. Hello, Paolo. I'm sorry. I've managed to give up most things, but it's the smoking here. I'm afraid I often come in here for your puff.
Yes, I'm sure you do, but it's what you're puffing that's interesting, isn't it? Not for nothing is this place called the Potting Shed, eh, Mark?
Well,
but I recognise it was cannabis growing in the garden the other morning.
Oh, well, look, I don't see that it's so bad what I'm doing. I mean, lots of the older religions used to use drugs.
Well, like the Aztecs with their sacred fungus, Tionanacatl, their magic mushroom.
Exactly.
You do seem to have a rather mix and match approach to religions, Mark. I see you. You've been doing a bit of your own searching for magic mushrooms.
Yeah, well, I like experiment, you know. Pick some of them, dry them, see what I've got. Yeah.
Looking for liberty caps.
Eh?
Psilocybis semilanceata, they're the commonest. Contain a hallucinogenic drug called psilocybin.
Sorry, I don't really know much about mushrooms.
So I gathered. Have you any idea, for instance, what you've got here in this pickle jar?
No, it's just some stuff I found and dried. I haven't tried them yet.
That's just as well, Mark.
Why?
Well, what you've got in here are Amanita phalloides. Do you know what they are?
No idea.
Hello?
Dina, it's Paolo.
Thank God you rang. I've been desperately worried about you.
Why?
I get a call from you saying someone's been murdered at Kilgarran Abbey. Then I discover that nothing's been reported to the local Gardaí. And when I ring the Abbey, I'm told you're not there.
What?
I've been worried about your safety.
Have you?
We must meet.
Yeah, but if you're in Dublin...
I'm not in Dublin. I'm about 3 miles from Kilgarran. I had to find out what had happened to you. I was coming to face the abbot in person.
Wait, Tina, before you do that, let me talk to him first. I want to talk...
Very well, Brother Paolo. I will tell you exactly why I have, to use your own expression, covered up the death of Brother Benedict. I will not do anything that will threaten the continuity of monastic life in Kilgarran Abbey.
And you believe that a murder investigation would do that?
It couldn't fail to. The disruption would be fatal to such a tiny community.
And of course, if a murderer were identified, the community would be even tinier.
Exactly, Brother Paolo. Which is why I do not wish to invite the Gardaí into Kilgarran Abbey.
Even if that decision means continuing to live here, knowing there's a murderer in your number?
Even if it means that. If such a person exists, he will not go unpunished.
Oh?
God will see to that. Conscience of a murderer can never be at rest.
And that is the only punishment you think appropriate in these circumstances?
Yes, Brother Paolo, it is.
I'm sorry, but I can't accept that.
And by what right do you challenge my authority in my own monastery?
By the right of any citizen of the world. A crime has been committed. It must be properly investigated. If you do not inform the appropriate authorities, I'm afraid I will feel it my duty to do so.
Don't ever allow a public responsibility to take precedence over your spiritual responsibilities, Brother Paolo.
I still think it's very suspicious that Abbot Frederick hadn't reported the death.
Well, he just wanted to get the Easter ceremonies out of the way before he...
Paolo.
What? Well,
This is beautiful here, isn't it?
Yes. So peaceful.
This girl you saw when you were in the taxi. You said she asked for a lift to Malin.
Why? Why? Is that significant?
Malin used to be famous for its horse fairs. All the travellers in the south of Ireland would gather there. Now it's famous for the modern equivalent.
And what is the modern equivalent?
These days they've been replaced by the New Age travellers. There's a big encampment of trucks and camper vans over at Malin.
So you think that could be a good place to start looking for my lady in blue?
Your Blessed Virgin Mary? Yes, I think it'd be a very good place. Right, I'll follow up on her. You go to the local Gardaí and tell them everything you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tina. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Is this another of your priestings, Pat?
Yeah? Who's that? What's going on?
Could you open up, please?
Right, I'm coming. Who are you? What do you want?
I'm Inspector Mahan from the Gardaí.
Oh, no. What is it this time?
I don't deny it. But what are you going to get me for? I didn't break the window. That's already been done.
And I happen to believe that squatting is a basic human right. That part of the building had been shut up for years. I wasn't doing anyone any harm, just clipping there. Everyone's got to be somewhere.
Did you see any of the monks while you were there?
Not monks, no. Not till right at the end, that's why I left. This old fella came wandering in, seemed a few grains short of a line, if you know what I mean. But I couldn't risk it. If he told the other monks I was there, it could have got awkward. So I split.
This old fella, did he talk to you?
Yeah, kind of. Didn't make a lot of sense, though. Do you know what he called me? The Blessed Virgin Mary.
Did he?
I've been called a lot of things in my time, but never that.
Why did you go to the monastery, Chrissy? It's miles away from anywhere.
I needed a place to keep, that's all.
Really?
Yeah.
There is, of course, the matter of drugs.
What about them?
Evidence was found in the room where you were staying of cannabis having been smoked.
Oh, dear. That's a terrible thing.
But whether it's a terrible thing or not doesn't matter. The point is that smoking cannabis is illegal.
Huh?
Where did you get your weed from, Chrissy?
I got it from someone inside Kilgore Abbey. He's not a monk, yet. And I'd be surprised if he ever actually becomes one. His name's Mark.
Did you know him before you went to the monastery?
A bit. He's my husband.
Oh, Mark, come on. Yeah, all right. We are still married. But that's only because we never got around to getting the divorce. We'd have been apart for years.
But she still came here to look for you.
Well, she wanted money, or drugs, or God knows. Every time I start getting my life together, Chrissy turns up and tries to ruin it.
But you helped her to set up her squat in the disused wing.
She had some trouble with the police. They were after about drugs. I mean, a bit of dope. Not real drugs.
Mm.
If I didn't help her, she might tell the abbot a few details about my past. Things which might have screwed up my chances here.
So, what did you do for her while she was camped out here?
Well, took her food and stuff. Spliffs, you know.
Did you cook for her?
Sometimes, yeah.
So, what if Mark sets up the poisoned food to get rid of Chrissy, and then Brother Benedict stumbles into the cell and eats it by mistake?
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. Poor old boy did seem to be a kind of human dustbin. Wolfed down anything he found. I don't know, on the other hand...
What?
I just find it odd that Mark's being so open about the whole thing. I mean, if he was guilty, you'd think he'd try some kind of cover-up.
Then again, his openness might be a double bluff.
Perhaps. What's happened to Chrissy?
She's in custody with the local Gardaí. Drugs offences. They've been after her for a while. That's why she was lying low in the monastery.
Come along, Brother Paolo. You'll be late for Matins.
Oh, sorry.
I still can't get back into this. 4 hours sleep and then up again for 3.5 hours prayers. Doesn't suit my metabolism.
I find it wonderfully stimulating. The rhythm agrees with me perfectly. Oh, did you hear about Brother Benedict, by the way?
Brother Benedict?
Poor old boy died. God rest his soul. There's a little cemetery behind the chapel. Very peaceful place to spend eternity, I would have thought.
But isn't there going to be any investigation into
his death? No. Abbot Frederick says there's no need for that. Brother Vincent is very keen that the funeral should take place as soon as possible.
For sure.
Our only duty within this monastery is to God. Someone who dies in these sacred precincts belongs to God, not to Caesar.
Brothers,
what I am doing now is something I've wished to do for a long time, and something that I'm sure you have wished me to do for a long, long time. I'm handing over the cooking to someone else. Yes, Brother Paolo is going to give us a rare treat and cook us a meal, which I believe you said goes back to your Italian roots.
Yes, it does, sir. The reason I've asked you all into the kitchen is to follow a tradition of a monastery in the Abruzzi in Italy, very near to the village where I was born. See, there the brothers always have a feast on the Monday following Easter to celebrate the ending of Lent and the glorious news of the resurrection. But before the meal is cooked, they all gather in the kitchen to see the abbot bless the ingredients, and I thought that was a rather good tradition to follow. Oh. If you're happy to oblige, Father Abbot.
Yes, of course.
So what are you going to cook up for us, Brother Paolo?
We will be starting with tonnarelli con i funghi, and for the main course, I will be preparing costoletto di maiale ai due mimmi.
That sounds delicious. Well up to Del Ugo standards.
Well, I've had to improvise a bit with some of the ingredients. My homemade pasta will taste fine, but the shapes aren't as expertly cut as they should be, and though I couldn't get the proper dried bolitas that should go into the sauce along with the fresh mushrooms, Mark here has provided me with an admirable substitute, which you see here in this pickle jar. Oh, I don't know much about fungi, but I'm sure these will taste delicious. As for the other ingredients, no problems. Pork chops, onions, wine.
Benedicite, fratres.
Oh, benedicite, Otto.
And now let us enjoy the splendid feast that Brother Paolo has prepared for us. Would you like Mark to help you with the serving, Brother?
No, I will do it myself. The pasta is exactly ready. Al dente. Brother, one for you.
Thank you.
Well, though I say myself, that sauce did taste excellent.
Brilliant. Shall I clear out the bowls, Brother Paolo?
No. I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you.
So, were you hungry?
Of course, I knew. Everyone else ate the tonnarelli con i funghi with no problem. Only you knew that the pickle jar contained Amanita phalloides. And you knew. Because they were what you had used to poison Brother Benedict.
How did you know?
You gave me a clue. A sign, if you like. When you spoke of your duty to God and to Caesar.
How's that?
When you first mentioned the subject, you were very strict about keeping the two duties apart. But when I suggested that there should be an investigation into Brother Benedict's death, your values seemed suddenly to have changed. Well, that raised my suspicions. I wasn't absolutely certain, though, until you refused to eat the pasta.
But haven't you poisoned the whole community?
Substituted the contents of the pickle jar. My apparent ignorance was just a pretense. I do, as it happens, know quite a lot about mycology.
Ah, something we have in common.
Yes. Well, shall I tell you why I think you killed Brother Benedict?
Yes.
He wasn't entirely crazy all the time, was he? He had moments of lucidity. And one of those moments occurred at supper on Thursday when we arrived here. Brother Benedict said, "I know you, brother." And I thought he was talking to me, but you were right beside me. And it was you he was talking to, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, what was it he knew about you that was so terrible, brother?
He knew
where I came from.
Huh?
Brother Benedict and I started in the same seminary on the same day in Yorkshire. He knew I was an orphan, a Bernardo's boy. He knew I had no family at all, and certainly not the aristocratic family I have since claimed.
Father, surely in the eyes of God, we are all equal. It doesn't matter where any of us came from.
You can't really be so naive as to believe that, I can assure you. In the kind of circles where I move, it makes a great deal of difference where you come from.
But enough difference for you to commit murder?
Yes, Brother Paolo. Oh, no doubt you'll now quote Ecclesiastes at me. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But I needed to matter. I needed someone to think. I was important. Can't you understand? So, well, what happens now? Do you call the police or the guardi or whatever they call them out here?
I think what I do, Brother Cyril, is to tell the abbot. The monastery is under his jurisdiction. Let Abbot Frederick decide what your fate should be.
The abbot was acting from the best of motives.
But he can't keep Kilgore and Abbey going for long, can he? Not with those numbers. And didn't you say one of the remaining monks had lost his faith?
Brother Vincent, yes.
So won't he leave?
I don't think so. I don't think he has anywhere else to go. Anyway, he might regain his faith. Miracles do happen.
If you believe that.
If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be able to be a priest.
No. And of course, we can never be allowed to forget that you are a priest, can we?
See, that woman is not doing you any good, Paolo.
I think I should be the judge of that.
Your vows make it impossible for any kind of relationship to develop. If it ever makes sense for you to stop seeing her.
Thank you for the advice, dear Dory, which, as you know, I always take seriously.
And then ignore. I really think it's a bit much that, after a 4-day retreat, which is meant to refocus your priorities on the church, the first thing you do on your return to Dublin is to go out for a drink with that woman.
I'm sorry, but we did have to talk about the things we'd done together over the weekend.
Yes, done together over the weekend? You were in a monastery, Paolo. How on earth did you manage to see her while you were in the monastery?
Well, Father Troy, I'm afraid it's a rather long story.
In Death Cap by Simon Brett, the part of Paolo Baldi was played by David Threlfall, and Tina by Tina Kelleher. Father Troy by T.P. McKenna. Father Cyril, Patrick Reichardt. Abbot Frederick, Barry Casson. Brother Vincent, Rudolf Walker. And Brother Stanislaus by Christian Ruzicki. Mark was played by David Howarth. Chrissy, Jenny Meyer. Brother Benedict, Jack Lynch. And the cabbie and the sergeant by Mark Mulholland. Baldi was created by Barry Devlin for Sarah Lawson Productions and developed and produced by BBC Northern Ireland. Baldi was directed in Belfast by Lawrence Jackson.